Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way and road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Soriano. Hi, everyone. I hope you had a wonderful week, and I hope you found time to pray to Jesus. Each week, we go about our lives dealing with all kinds of issues and stresses, bringing us feelings of uneasiness and concern. Yet the simple solution is to pray to Jesus and tell Him what's on our mind. Through prayer, we build a relationship with the Lord, and the more we pray, the stronger our relationship becomes. In time, we learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and problems and let Him handle them, letting us live our lives in peace and contentment, free from worry, fear, or anxiety. For too many years, my life was nothing like I just shared with you. I didn't pray, and I had very little faith. As a result, I had no relationship with the Lord. But I am blessed because miraculously in 2010, through a series of events that I truly believe were orchestrated by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about when the Lord intervenes and how the Lord never answers us with words, but responds to our needs through the actions of others and events He creates that take place on our behalf. So many things that take place in our lives happen through the Lord's interventions through others and incidents in our lives. On today's show, I want to talk about something we all deal with, and that is not giving in to our doubts. Each of us, including myself, has had and may still have times when we doubt our faith, doubt our God, and possibly even wonder if God exists. Well, guess what? That's absolutely normal, and it's even something the Lord Himself understands and expects. For in the Bible it says, Jude chapter 1, verse 22, "And have mercy on those who doubt." So we are going to have moments of doubt. The question is, what are we to do when it happens? Well, for most of us, our doubts come when we are facing something difficult in our lives. We pray and pray, yet the difficulty doesn't go away and in fact may get worse. We're falling behind on our bills, and no matter what we try, the situation just gets worse. We pray and ask the Lord for help, but instead of the miracle we're praying for, more bills arrive, and it's virtually impossible to make ends meet. So now, instead of prayer, we find ourselves getting angry at God, and then finally, the doubt. This is when we question Him about why this had to happen. Why can't you help? And the feeling that He's not even there, not listening. And what's the point? Because it feels at that moment that all the prayers are nothing but a waste of time. Whether it's finances, health, relationships, or something else, we tend to doubt when we feel we desperately need to resolve a situation we're in that we've prayed on doesn't come through for us. Frankly, that's understandable because it's part of our human nature. But we have to keep an open mind and realize that often there are many factors involved that we may not see. The person who's drowning in debt may have brought themselves there by overspending, even ignoring signs from the Lord by not forcing the issue and buying the house with the mortgage way above their means. But truth be known, when we doubt our Lord, the only solution to the problem is not to blame Him or ignore Him, but rather to reach out to Him in prayer, share our thoughts, and let Him guide us. If we allow that to happen and believe it will, soon those doubts become peace of mind and we get a stronger sense of calm, knowing that whatever it is, we will get through it. Understanding how to deal with our doubts is another part of living life as a Christian. We're talking about not giving in to our doubts. As humans, we tend to doubt many things, and often we doubt ourselves and we doubt each other, questioning so much about our expectations in our daily lives. Therefore, it's only natural that we'll have doubts when it comes to our Lord. But when we do, we can't simply accept them and, worst yet, give in to them. That's when we have to reach out to the Lord and ask for His strength to overcome them. As I said earlier, the Lord understands and expects us to have doubts. So if we share our feelings with Him through prayer, He will help us move beyond them and bring us back to where we need to be with the Lord in our hearts and lead us to a much happier life. The first song I'm going to play today shares an important message. Each day, we hear in the news so many horrible events taking place, such as murders, rapes, riots, wars, non-peaceful protests, and more. One has to ask themselves, what's happening to our world? The song I'm going to play is called Help Me, Lord, to Understand. When I wrote this song, I could not help but think about all the hate and all the bad things we seem to be experiencing every day in our lives. I understand that the world is not made up of just Christians, but it seems that so many people have abandoned the Lord and His ways as proof of what we see and hear every night on the news. In the verses, we hear about our world today and the bad things taking place. Then in the chorus, us asking the Lord what's happening and why. The words in the chorus are, Help me, Lord, to understand why this world of yours is so out of hand. All those unkind and full of hate have abandoned you. They've lost their way. Help me, Lord, and reach out your hand and let us love and be at your command. I hope and pray for a better day. Help me, Lord, to understand. Please listen now to my song, Help Me, Lord, to Understand.
I see the world, so much has changed. A lot less love, with many estranged. So much hate, and things feel strange. I look around and see such greed. People want more, forgetting those in need. So many are they just want to succeed. But I try to keep an open mind. I pray to you to help me find a place where I can follow your way. Help me, Lord, to understand why this world I hear the news. Crime is high and only adverse news. So many lies and bad things some choose. But I pray and reach out to you to find some good I can hold on to with you. Close in my heart. Help me, Lord, and reach out your hand
We'll be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-589-8654. 800-589-8654. That's 800-589-8654.
Today we are talking about not giving in to our doubts. As I said earlier, doubt is not only something common for all of us, it's something our Lord completely understands and is there to help us when we have doubts about Him. So when we are experiencing doubt about our Lord, what should we do? The simple answer is pray. But if we have been praying and feel that our prayers are not being heard, how can more prayer be the answer? It can and will be, provided we change the message in our prayers. Using the example earlier, we've prayed and prayed to the Lord, asking for His help to get out of debt, but nothing has changed, and we can't see a way out. We can continue to pray to the Lord and ask His help, but if we are experiencing doubts when or after we pray, do we really expect our prayers to be effective? It makes much more sense to pray to the Lord and ask Him to help us not give in to doubts and to give us the strength to stay strong, to not waver, to not lose our faith, and to be confident that the Lord will provide and help us. But too often, the only solution we see is the one we want, which in fact may not be the one the Lord desires at all. Using the same example about dealing with debt, perhaps the Lord not only recognizes the problem, but is pushing us to achieve a change in habit, to control spending, and to reduce debt, therefore making ends meet easier by not living above our means. When we pray, it should never be on our terms and only for what we want. We have to trust the Lord and accept and believe that the Lord knows best for all of us, and that whatever He wishes is what shall be. But never lose faith and never give in to our doubts, because that accomplishes nothing. I can say this: when we let the Lord lead and give ourselves to Him and follow His plan, we will always come out ahead. Yes, there will be difficulties, challenges, and at times very hard matters to deal with, but if we have strong faith and believe that the Lord knows best, and we are willing to follow His path, I promise we will wind up in a better place. So as we go through our week, pray for whatever we need in our lives. Pray for others and pray to the Lord and ask Him to give us strong faith, one that resists doubts. Soon we'll have a completely different perspective on everything, because we'll have the Lord with us at all times. Understanding how to use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. We're continuing to talk about not giving in to our doubts. Doubt is something instilled in all of us. But when we doubt the Lord, we have to act quickly and not give in, because the devil will do whatever he can to make us doubt more and more until we lose all our faith. So when the doubts are among us, reach out to Jesus immediately through prayer and seek His help. The next song I'm going to play is a fun song with an excellent message. Our faith is based on two things: love and trust. We have to love our God, and we also have to trust the Lord, because as Christians, we have to believe that the Lord has the right plan for all of us, and that all we have to do is follow it. However, because we have free will, too often that's not the case. The song I'm going to play is called "I Trust in You." When I wrote this song, I thought about how all any of us need to do is trust Jesus and listen to Him. In the song, you will hear the line, "He's the man with the plan," because Jesus is. In the verses, we hear what life is like when we ignore the way of the Lord and do everything on our own. And then in the chorus, how much better life is when we trust the Lord and let Him lead the way. Please listen now to my song, "I Trust in You."
I could never rest uneasy every day. I'd be mad at the rain, avoid the sun, ignore my surroundings, not have fun. I would push so hard and not let go, but soon I found out what I didn't know. Life goes on, but only by your hand. You're the man with the plan who sees and understands. I go with the flow and let you get me through. You're the man with the plan. You know I trust in you. I used to move fast, raced through my tasks, never taking time for me. I'd be complacent and so impatient, but too blind to see. Against his path, felt so uptight, pushing my agenda at all cost. But then I saw the light when I thought I was lost. Life goes on, but only by your hand. You're the man with the plan who sees and understands. I go with the flow and let you get me through. You're the man with the plan. You know I trust.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In the Gospel, Jesus asked his disciples, who do they believe he is? Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and some say one of the prophets. Jesus then questions his apostles, who do they think he is? Peter says he is the Christ. Jesus then tells his apostles what's in store for him, telling them he will suffer greatly and die. He ends the gospel with, for whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. The gospel tells us that the life of a Christian will be hard at times, but in the end, if we remain faithful to our God, we will be rewarded with a place in heaven when we die. The psalm for today is Psalm 116, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. The message of the psalm is that when we are walking before the Lord, we are standing on solid ground. I use the ancient text when writing the music. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 116, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
I will walk before the Lord in the land. in my bones. To you would I offer sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
Be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-589-8654. 800-589-8654. That's 800-589-8654.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, The Dark Candle. A man had a little daughter, an only and much beloved child. He lived only for her. She was his life. So when she became ill and her illness resisted the efforts of the best obtainable physicians, he became like a man possessed, moving heaven and earth to bring about her restoration to health. His best efforts proved fruitless, however, and the child died. The father was totally irreconcilable. He became a bitter recluse, shutting himself away from his many friends, refusing every activity that might restore his poise and bring him back to his normal self. Then one night, he had a dream. He was in heaven and witnessing a grand pageant of all the little child angels. They were marching in an apparently endless line past the great white throne. Every white-robed angelic tot carried a candle. He noticed, however, that one child's candle was not lit. Then he saw that the child with the dark candle was his own little girl. Rushing towards her, while the pageant faltered, he seized her in his arms, caressed her tenderly, and asked, "How is it that your candle is the only one not lit?" "Father," the little girl said, "they often relight it, but your tears always put it out again." Just then he awoke from his dream. The lesson was crystal clear and its effects were immediate. From that hour on, he was no longer a recluse, but mingled freely and cheerfully with his former friends and associates. No longer would his little darling's candle be extinguished by his useless tears. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.